181 and no.
Blog Talk Radio.
Back-to-back wins. Yesterday and today, baby. 179, I beat the fuck out of a U.S. Marine, which was not long ago at all. It was last weekend. All right. I'm so excited about all these wins, man. You know, all these wins are fucking recent, man. 179, 180, 181. You also 179. I busted up that Marine. Now, hold on. Text my girl's texting me. She's at work. All right. Anyway, yesterday, you know, I was just walking, man. Just, you know, like I said, I'm more about breaking faces with gloves on. You know what I'm saying? Now. But yesterday I had no choice. You know, very arrogant and you know, arrogant, fucking cocky gangbanger. You know, about 6'5" tall, black dude. I don't know, bandana dude. I think it was a do-rag head, you know. You know, typical hood uniform he had on, hood clothing, and he had a hoodie over the do-rag, and this clown, you know, thought it was hard and shit, you know, and I accidentally just stepped on his foot, you know, it's just shit like that happens all the time. It happens, people step on my foot, so what, it's not, you know, come on, this fucking faggot. He fucked with the wrong person. And, you know, it's like all these motherfuckers at the gyms are terrified of me, and I'm just thinking, fuck, man, I got to go to Vegas. When's somebody going to finally step up? You know, yeah, that Marine stepped up, but besides the Marine, it's like, fuck, 2017 is kind of slow. It's like, hey, I told you, man, whether it's on the street, whether it's in the fucking gyms, I'm telling you, man, God is going to put opponents in front of me, and I'm going to break their face. It's going to happen, and it happened back-to-back days. So here's what happens. So I step on his foot, and, you know, I would have said, like, oh, my bad, man. You know, but no, this motherfucker looks back at me like he wants to fight. Like, and I look back at him, and I'm like, what's up? I'm like, I'm world champ. You know what I'm saying? I told him from far. And then he's like, what's up? And I come up to him. He comes up to me. Like, and he comes up aggressive, you know. Like, he had his, like, fists ready. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, you got a problem? You got a problem? When he said it the second time, I didn't even want to explain that I'm a champion boxer. That, I mean, it says on my shirt to go Charlie Zonoff. I had the hat, boxing legend. I mean, like, what the fuck is this guy, suicidal or what? You know, as soon as he said, you got a problem? You got a problem? The second time, I'm like, bam, left hook to the jaw. What's that? Yeah, then Punk, after the fight was over, he cheap shot at me, he got arrested. Yeah, fucked him up. I one shot at him, man. You could literally, it was in the store, too, you could literally hear his jaw snap. It was like, man, it was like a nasty hook to the fucking jaw. This guy was 6'5". He was tall. He was like about 190, I'd say, or maybe 180, 190, he was about a cruiserweight. He was like a very tall, lanky cruiserweight. Yeah. Now, let's talk about today's win, which is better. Better opposition. I don't know who that black gangbanger was. You know, I don't know if he was a fighter or not. But I do know that I broke his fucking face. And that's very, very relieving to know. Now, today's fight. Go to the gym, once again, motherfuckers are backing out, but see, you know, I'm playing it smart, I'm in the fucking, where the heavy bags are, and I'm just waiting for motherfuckers to come in, for fighters to come in, instead of just going around and just kind of, like, asking everybody, you know, like, burning yourself in front of gym staff, you know, like, so then motherfuckers, so, no, but this dude, you know, I challenged them, you know, I'm thinking, I'm like, I want to beat a heavyweight. You know what I mean? Like, I started the year off by beating a heavyweight, bare knuckle. Then I beat a Marine who was a light heavyweight, but who did better than a lot of heavyweights. Anyways, so this motherfucker, you know, like, tatted up, big motherfucker. Like, he said he was 205, but he was wide as fuck. If this dude connected one punch on Deontay Wilder would go to sleep. This motherfucker, 2 years kickboxer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and he did other martial arts. Hey, Bree's back. It's on video, you fucking retard. How I beat a lot of people, man. Hundreds of fucking videos of me destroying opposition. 179, you know. What is this retard going to do if I start ignoring him completely? Hey, listen, man. My girlfriend is hotter than my ex-wife. When Daria was, man. Anyways, let me tell everybody about the win. I want to talk about some delusional hater. All right. We'll laugh at him later. All right. So this motherfucker said he's Hungarian. He's from Hungary. And I challenged him. He said he'll do it. But then I got the cameraman. The guy's holding my phone, and he's ready to record. And this dude's like, no, I'm not doing it. I don't want this to go on YouTube. I'm not doing it on camera. I'm like, and then, you know, I told him, no, don't worry, man. It's not going on YouTube. You know, what the fuck, you know? I'd beat his ass. I did beat his ass. I'm saying that. And then he tells, no, I don't want him. Then he's like about taking off the gloves, and he's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's like, look, man. He tells me, he's like, I'll fight you, but only if it's not on video. I'm like, man, I hate this. I hate when this happens. But like my girl told me, my new girl, she told me today, she's like, look, you beat him, you got, like, literally so many videos of you beating everybody, you know. You know that you beat him, you know, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Say, she's right, you know what I mean? Yeah, thank God that I left my problematic ex-wife and I got a new girl, so I hope everything works out, you know. It is for right now. Listen, we'll get into that later. All right. So he says, I'll fight you only if it's not on video. I said, why not? He said, I don't want it to go on the video. Why? I know why not. He thought that, well, he was nervous, obviously. He thought that, all right, you know, if he gets his ass beat, it's gonna go on YouTube, and if it's not on video, then whatever, you know what I mean? He's gonna try to win, but if he doesn't win, then it's not on video, you know what I mean? Then, hey, fuck it. And I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, well, I'm literally, you know, I'm looking for fights in gyms, and motherfuckers are backing out more than they're fighting, so I'm like, whatever. Like I said on the video that I made today, it's better to fight than not to fight. So we put on the gloves. He wore those same ones that the Marine wore. You know, I gave the heavyweight. I'm 160 pounds, and I gave a heavyweight kickboxer, a trained heavyweight kickboxer, I gave him 10-ounce gloves, and I wore 12-ounce gloves. And guess what, motherfuckers? I hit this motherfucker with a left hook in the ear, temple area. I asked him after the fight, where'd I hit you? He's like, in the ear. Yeah, but it was around the ear and temple, yeah, in that area. I clipped him with a good shot, very good, great shot, boom. Like, no, like, I asked him, you ready? He said, yeah. This is it. Fight starts, boom, left hook, this motherfucker. Like, as soon as he felt my power, that's it. He just strapped off the gloves, and that was it. That's it. One punch. And yesterday, I one-hitter quittered a black gangbanger. So there you have it, man. Like I told all you delusional mainstream people, Joe Rogan, all these clowns, that Cassius Green, a guy that backstabbed me. what all you have to say now. Hey, 182, I will make sure it's going to be recorded. Listen, a lot more of my fights get recorded than not recorded, okay? 99% of fighters, they want it recorded. When I tell them the video, it's cool. They go, oh, yeah, no problem. You know what I'm saying? It's just that once in a while, motherfuckers, you know, they have doubts and they're like, oh, no, I don't want it to be on video. But say, you know, that's not going to happen anymore. I'm going to make sure that 182 all the way to 200 and so on and so on when I come out of retirement in 2018, it'll be everything will be on video. Yeah, in Vegas, I'm going to have a cameraman. Come on. So, no worries. But, yeah, what can I say, man? It's, the last three wins are phenomenal, man. The U.S. Marine, the one shot versus that fucking bitch-ass gangbanger, man. I'm so glad I fucking broke his face, man. And today, man, I'd say that today was, probably the best one out of all the three, because this guy was the biggest one. He was a heavyweight, he was a kickboxer, and, you know, yeah, this dude was, you know, a lot of motherfuckers wouldn't want to challenge him, wouldn't want to fight him. They wouldn't want to even come up to a motherfucker that big and strong and, like, intimidating looking, man. Charlie Zanoff, man. Living legend, man. Fucking, literally come up to everybody and challenge everybody to fight. And these delusional haters, they're like, these bots write to me, like, yo, you know, like, let's fight. No, man, these people are sick in the head. I saw some fucking troll at the gym. Like, remember when I signed the autograph for a fan? Yeah, I saw that, like, some troll at that gym before I signed the autograph for the fan. I knew he was a delusional hater because, like, it was obvious, you know, because, like, he had a sarcastic smile and the way he was talking, very sarcastic, and I'm like, I realized right away, and I'm like, hey, you a fan or a hater? And I make a fist, and he sees how I rolled the fist, and he's like, oh, I'm a fan. He's like, oh, I'm a fan. It was hilarious. He just said fan, like in a panic mode. I'm like, so this is how tough you bitches are. Oh, no, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, okay, I see. Yeah, and if he said hater, bam, would have knocked his ass out right there. But then, you know, in the gym, you know, it's like, I don't want to go to jail for some delusional fucking schizophrenic hater. It's not worth it, man. Especially now that my girlfriend is so fucking hot. Do you understand? Like, my ex-wife, yeah. I can't say, hey, I got a girl now. Like, she, yeah, new girlfriend, but we're like, we got. Wait, hold on. Yeah, we got great chemistry. We talked on the phone today for 2 hours. Then again, we talked on the phone for like another 2 hours, like, and you know what I'm saying? It's just the chemistry is great. You know, something that Dario lacked. You know, yeah, me and Dario used to Skype for hours, but we argued for hours. You know what I'm saying? Me and this girl, we get along, and like, wow, it's like, I don't know, man. Who knows? Maybe she's like soulmate, maybe the one. You know, we'll see. You know, I know it's too early, but it's a great start. And today I want to fight, and I met her yesterday, man. Right after I scored win 180, I met her. Yeah, wow. Well, thank you, Jesus. That's my reward for the 181. Met her at a perfect time. I'm about to reach 200 wins. And yeah, she was very impressed. And yeah, she woke me up and everything. She saw my fights and, you know, the fans, the haters, and this girl, you know, very smart girl. She said, yeah, I mean, she's like, I saw your fights. I saw the way you batter people. She's like, it's obvious you're the greatest boxer. She's like, I mean, I don't. She's like, I saw. My girl told me that. She's like, yeah, I saw like all this spam, haters. She's like, yeah, I don't pay attention to that crap. You know. She's like, it's obvious that you're the GOAT. You know. Because she saw my fights. That's what I said. A normal girl that will see my fights, she'll know who I am. She'll know that. She'll know exactly. Well, she'll be like, oh, okay. Well, this guy's for real. You know what I mean? Like, look what he's doing to this fighter, to that fighter, to this fighter. And then they just scroll down and you see all the videos, all the fights. It's like, I beat this guy, I beat that guy, I beat this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like if a fighter, two fights in a row, don't get street fights don't get recorded in America. Yeah, this is not the Ukraine. Okay, if a fight doesn't get recorded, okay, it's not the end of the world. The next one will, you know what I mean? Charlie Z the best, man. But, yeah, man, today was a great left hook. Yesterday was a great left hook. I got to say, man, my power is literally identical in both hands. My power increased. Oh, next victory, 182, you're all going to see how I bomb on my opponent. Man, I'm telling everybody right now, my next victory, man, today's victory, man, I'm saying my next victory will be on YouTube. My next win, I'm going to make a quote-unquote prime Mike Tyson from the 80s. I'm going to make a prime Mike Tyson look like a fucking novice. I'm going to make a prime Mike Tyson look like he's in a tough man contest. I'm going to make him look like he's on that level. That's how great I'm going to perform my next fight. That's how I've been performing. I mean, literally I won four fights this year so far. Wow, fucking only in January, and I had trouble getting opponents, but yet I managed to smash four people. This is it, man. 200-0, inevitable. It's happening, baby. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. When I beat that Marine's ass, I kind of took it easy on him as far as the power goes. I went full speed on him when I hit him with that 1-2, but the power, come on. If I applied even like 60% of 70%, I hit him with like 40, 30% power. If I hit him with like 70 or 80% power, this dude would have dropped. Like that Marine I knocked out fucking 2016 of January, actually, a year ago. Yeah, so Mike Tyson's a joke, man. I beat fucking two people 2 days in a row. This guy fucking, well, when was the last time he was in a ring against some fucking fat ass Corey T-Rex? So he sparred him. I'm telling you, they staged that shit. They got some bum. And they're like, yeah, Mike, they just wanted to make Tyson look good, you know what I'm saying? And that's why, see, I beat mainstream fighters in the underground under the UBF banner. You know what I mean? But under their banner, no, that's why when I was supposed to knock out David Hay, Richard Schaefer called my cell phone and he told me that, oh, what's up, Charlie? Yeah, I don't want you to be my fighter, man. I'm like, wait, what? You don't want me to be your fighter? See, at that time, I had my suspicions about mainstream boxing, but I wasn't like, now I irrefutably know that they're delusional and fake and they're just completely, you know, they're crazy. These people are crazy, you know what I mean? You know, they're just fake motherfuckers, all of them. You know, they're just, it's a show. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so when he told me, I don't want you to be my fighter, I'm like, wait. He's like, I don't want you to be my fighter, David Hay. I'm like, why not? I'm like, I'm the better fighter. He's like, yeah, well, that's fine, but I don't want you to be my fighter. I'm like, wait a minute. But I'm the better fighter. Shouldn't that benefit you as a promoter? When I beat David Hay's ass, well, I beat Deontay Wilder, you know, I beat an even better opponent, and Wilder is not shit, but he's better than Hay. since he got in the ring with Charlie Z, and he got fucking clobbered with that left hook. Anyways, that's when I knew it was a show. He was like, yeah, but me and David, we like go way back. We're cool, you know, like blah blah blah. And I'm like, beat your fighters. That's why the whole good guy bad guy is like mainstream boxing and UFC. They should just unite as one and just admit that, you know, hey, you know, they're WWE. That's what they should do, honestly. These people are fake. I'm telling you, I got in the cage with a Bellator fighter who was undefeated under you know, well, he had one Bellator fight, and he had the rest were just like, I don't know, televised MMA fights. And I beat this guy's ass. He was flying around the cage like a fucking clown. Yeah, he landed like two shots. I landed like five shots. Hey, hold on. Girlfriend. Heard that? That's my girl. Damn, I'm so lucky. Yeah, because she's at work, you know what I mean? But if she calls me right now, I'm going to have to get off the radio, man. Come on, you kidding me? My lady comes first. I got the wins, man. Last weekend, I smashed a Marine. Yesterday, I smashed a gangbanger. Today, I smashed a fucking legit world-class kickboxer from Hungary, man. What the fuck? I'm the greatest, man. I'm the greatest of all time, baby. Yeah, it's not a bold statement when you're 181-0, man. It's a fucking irrefutable statement, man. You know what I don't like about, like, most of today's society and sports? You know, it's like, not just boxing, just basketball. Like, I look at these interviews, it's just like, these, a lot of, like, they want you to downgrade yourself. It's like, if you say, you know, they want you to lie. They, like you know what I'm saying? Like Kawhi Leonard, for example, you know, he is a superstar basketball player, all right? But they're like fucking, they want him to say like that he, you know, oh yeah, I'm getting better, I'm still trying to become a superstar, like he was saying this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude's already on that level. Why is he fucking downgrading his ability? You know what I mean? It's like, if the psychology is this: if you say that you're not that good, and people are going to say you're great. Hey, listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say the truth. I'm the fucking greatest. Nobody can fuck with me. You know why? Because it, what I just said is the truth. Hey, listen, 181 tried, and they all fucking failed, all right? It's good to be humble. I agree, it is. You know? Even if you back, look, I back my shit up. I back it up. Even if you back it up, I understand it, people don't like arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I'm just being truthful. I'm just being honest. Okay? I put on gloves, and I beat literally everybody that I fight. Okay? Now, don't give me this bullshit with this Dejan Wilder. Listen, I smashed Wilder, and I smashed Dejan. These delusional haters, they don't want to acknowledge where I got the better of both of them. I knocked Wilder out in the ring. Fine. See? At least I have the balls to admit that I was losing in the second fight, but I came back with those two body shots, and he landed a lucky punch, and he got disqualified. That's it. He lost in the ring. In the ring, I obliterated Deontay Wilder. Outside the ring, I beat him on a technicality. Third fight, let's do it. Anytime. I'm beating two people 2 days in a row. I'm fighting, that's fighting every, what fighter fights multiple days in a row? Charlie Zonoff, besides Charlie Zonoff, what fighter fights multiple days in a row? Nobody. Deontay Wilder is a fucking bitch. He's a clown. He felt brave in that fucking gym because why do you think in LA Fitness he looked like a lost fucking puppy, and I was talking shit to him. He didn't say a word. I was like, man, you're about to get knocked the fuck out, motherfucker. And this dude was, he was terrified. And I told Stefan Cook, because Stefan was there. I told Steph, I'm like, yo, this motherfucker, he knows he's going to lose. But, and then he makes all these phone calls, and he purposely makes it obvious that we're going to fight. And then he says, yo, Charlie Z, we got to go to this one spot, man. They're not going to allow us to do it here. They have a class. They didn't have no fucking class. Remember, I beat the shit out of the fucking Israeli soldier. I said, what are you talking about? The class is finished. Let's go, motherfucker. We literally had a chance to box, like, right there. You know what I'm saying? Where I beat Sambo, Russian, Kevin, Luke, all these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Look, I don't give a fuck. I'll beat anybody anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Ring, street, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? And then Hollywood Jim. Face to face, we got into an argument. I could have punched Wilder right there, but I'm like, nah. You know, on the fucking Hollywood fucking by Sunset, there's so many cops, man. We would have both got arrested, you know what I'm saying? Especially me, I would have knocked him the fuck out. I did knock him out in the ring, but I'm saying if I did it right there, then yeah, fuck that. And plus, it looked a lot better when I rushed him in the ring. I connected that left on his jaw. His fucking head snapped back. You know, yeah, it was looked like an art when I punched Deontay Wilder. But yeah. But I'm saying, if this punk wants to fight again, anytime, zone off Wilder 3. That is the fight. Not this Mayweather-McGregor bullshit that stays garbage. Nobody gives a fuck about those clowns. I would knock out Mayweather and McGregor. Obviously, I would. In the same fucking night. I beat multiple people multiple days in a row, man. I beat 4 people, 5 people, 3 people in one day last year. Listen, these clowns are way under 200 pounds. These are fucking paid professional actors. Conor McGregor. I've seen the guy. Strike with his hands. He's a terrible boxer. He doesn't know how to fight. Mayweather Jr., he's a fucking terrible offensive fighter, a vastly overrated defensive fighter, because the people that go up against him, they don't pose a dangerous offense. That's why, listen, I'm the GOAT, man. I got 181 wins. You understand? Ninjutsu fighter that I beat that was 194. This guy would literally put Mayweather in a wheelchair. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't like that ninjutsu fighter. I can't stand the guy. I beat his ass. I want to beat his ass again. But guess what? I got to give credit where credit is due. Floyd Mayweather? Credit where? What credit? He's not a real fighter. He's not. I smashed his dad. What did he do? What did he do? Did he confront me? Did he do nothing? He doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to, you know, attempt any kind of revenge for his dad, even though he'd be a live underdog against a 181-0 fighter. Just in honor of his father, to get in the ring, he would get knocked out with one. I would knock Floyd Mayweather Jr. out with one punch. But he would still be able, when he would wake up, he would be able to say, you know what? I got in the ring with the man that beat my father. At least I attempted revenge. He does not even want to do that because Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a fucking pussy. That's it. Conversation closed about that clown. McGregor, he's a joke. He has losses on his record. He's a clown. You know, at least me and Wilder, we had that somebody's always got to go. Well, his all went. Going overtime. Yeah, I beat Wilder. And, today's win was, very prolific. The left hook, you know. And I was training, actually, today, you know. Well, I was hitting the bags, you know, shaking the bags. But that was before this motherfucker came to the gym. Yeah, if he seen me hit the bags, he wouldn't have agreed, you know what I mean? Man, I crushed him. I crushed him. Vicious left hook, you know. Yeah, what's next? Las Vegas, man. That's it. I mean, I beat everybody in L.A., man. Beat everybody in here, man. Yeah, you know, life is great, man. Your girlfriend, she says she's going to come to Los Angeles with us and everything. And I'm going to meet her, and well, I'll go to her, you know. She said if I go to her, she'll obviously meet me, and, you know. It's just, now I'm really going to start enjoying life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see, man, you know what? I don't even want to mention my ex. Like my girl, she was, my new girl, she was asking about my ex-wife. She was like, oh, like no, it's good, you know what I mean? Like, it's good when a girl's jealous. I mean, she likes you, you know what I mean? She's talking about my ex-wife like, oh, what about your ex-wife? Your ex-wife? I'm like, I told her, baby, I don't want to talk about her. You know why? Because now I'm talking to you. I'm getting to know you. Now me and you, you know, we verbally agreed that we're going to date. Okay, well, it's all about you, baby. That's what I told her. And she was just, like, flattered to hear that. And that's it. No, literally, she asked me, like, well, seriously, what happened with you and your ex-wife? I said, look, what happened, it didn't work out. That's it. That's it. There's no point to get to, you know, it didn't work out. That's it. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Yeah, so, I mean, to all you fucking delusional fucking maniacs, man, see, I'm talking about boxing. I'm talking about the people I beat, man. I'm talking about my girl. I'm talking about real life, man. I'm talking about my fights that are on video, man, fights that are not on video. But I'm talking about real happenings. And you fucking retards call my title fights, my actual title fights, Jim spars? Wait a minute. So when me and Mario were throwing fucking bombs at each other and I knocked him the fuck out, I dropped him, Jim spars? Man, these clowns got it twisted, but I'm tired of re-explaining it, man. Listen, a wall has a higher IQ than you fucking delusional haters. A wall. If talking to a wall would, you know, it would make more sense to him than to the wall, than to you sick motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm 181-0, and this Breezeback retard is still talking shit. And this Steve Almighty, delusional degenerate, still talking shit. Yeah, it's like I beat a U.S. Marines ass, these clowns copy-paste, whatever, replay the video. Do you idiots realize what you're doing? You're making a video of me beating the fuck out of a Marine. Like, I posted that video, and then you're, like, making replays of it. It's like, I don't understand. It's like if anything, you're doing me a favor. You're reposting, I don't care what you title it, because the real title is in the, when you click play, you can see me beating his ass. So basically, you're just promoting my victory, you know. You may be saying bad things, blah, 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 but what can you say? I beat the guy's ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so. When I beat Jill's Fallen, man, that jab, it was on video. Man, there's so many fights on video. Gonzalez, man, that heavyweight. Actually, that's when I broke my finger. Oh, my God, that was a fucking, that was a legendary fight. Legendary, man. That was just amazing. Amazing victory. But, yeah. I'm saying no. My new girl. Me and her, you know, we click. No arguments, no drama. That's it. Yeah, I mean, my money says she's the one. Yeah, I know it's really early, but it's just like, we just clicked so good. I mean, it's just, I hope she is, you know. She's so beautiful. She's so sexy, hotter than Daria, man. She's fucking gorgeous, man. She's, I mean, her beauty is just wow. I mean, no, I'm not joking. I mean, that girl that I'm talking to, the new girl, in other words, my new girlfriend. Oh, well, she is. I mean, we're exclusive, yeah. Yeah, she makes my jaw drop, man. And she's head over heels for me. She's literally, she calls me, like, on her own. Like, I call her, she calls me. She calls me back. No, she calls me first. You know what I mean? That's like, wow. You know. That's when you know a girl's interested, man. You know what I mean? I had girlfriends before. Like, I would call them, and their voice would be like, they're like, you can just tell they're just not that interested. And I, fuck those bitches, man. Yeah, Daria was super interested, but she still is. But she's just, man, you already know, all right? Enough. No more Daria, man. That's it. I haven't told her. I'm like, you know what? It's hard for me to tell you this, but I wish you well, you know. Good luck, you know. That's it. Yeah, the new girl, she's so sexy. Oh, my God. Listen, this girl says she's coming to LA later this year. I'm probably like, I'm not going to tell people when. It's a surprise. But see, I don't want to show her on the, because they're going to, when I show Daria these fucking, my ex-wife, these fucking retard haters, you know, they, what do? They start photoshopping, whatever, video editing. When I post a video of me and Daria, they start retitling and called my ex-wife a slut and all this. Fuck you motherfuckers, man. You know, what the fuck, man? I got nothing to prove, man. You've seen all my ex-girlfriends and my ex-wife. You've seen them all. Okay, well, I got a new girlfriend. I don't have this. We'll see. I mean, even if she tells me, baby, you know what? I'll go. I'll be like, nah. You know, I'll tell. I don't want to show her. You know what I mean? My fans will see her. I mean, yeah, of course. If I take her to the, you know, eventually if she moves to LA or if I move to where she's at, you know. I take her to my fights, you know. Yeah, she'll eventually, somebody will. I'm a celebrity boxer, you know. They're gonna see her with me, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. It's just better, like, just to keep the new girl on down low, man. But I'm just saying, if Deontay Wilder, or Dejon Daniels, these pussies. Okay, listen. I'm always super motivated to break somebody's face, but my girlfriend, she's so fucking hot, and we're so into each other. I'm telling you, I bring her to any fight, but especially to a fight versus Wilder, a rematch versus Wilder, a rematch versus Dejon. I would literally fucking cripple these motherfuckers, man. I would decapitate both of them in front of her. You don't understand. You don't understand, like, a woman, like, man, the motivation that a woman can give you. I mean, like, I already have natural motivation. I'm 181 and 0, and I, man, come on. I want to knock out Wilder cold, and I want to knock Dejon cold this year. I'm going to get to 200 now, but you know what? I doubt that both these clowns are, I mean, hey, they, no, the thing is, I beat them both. But knocking them out cold, or at least stopping them in brutal fashion, it would, you know, it would put an end to guys like Joe Rogan. You know what I mean? It would put an end to fucking, I mean, the mainstream boxers are dying out. It would just put an end to it. And you know who else I want to knock out? I know this would be a major step back for me after beating guys like Sambo Russian and Jiu-Jitsu Muay Thai fighter. Even after beating Deontay Wilder and Derek the Giant and Gilles Zavala, I want to knock out Triple G and Sergey Kovalev, those two clowns. I would annihilate these clowns. They're not heavyweights. They're not even cruiserweights. Well, Sergey Kovalev probably walks around like cruiserweight. I would kill that guy. Andre Ward is horrible. Horrible. I try to fight him. That joker did. His trainer said his trainer knew who I was. He's like, nah, man. He's like, yeah, you fight heavyweights and cruiserweights. He's like, no, Andre only goes with his weight, man. I'm like, oh, I see. Yeah, Andre Ward is I would kill Andre Ward, man. Andre Ward is a joke, man. Yeah, I'm saying if there's any non-heavyweights that I want to knock out, well, Triple G. See, Triple G, I saw some shit sparring heavyweights. I'm like, wait, what? What heavyweights, man? Box Rec heavyweights? Yeah, well, I fight and beat legitimate fucking heavyweight fighters. Like today, kickboxer from Hungary. Not affiliated with Box Rec. Not affiliated with the actors. Real fighter. I crushed him with one punch. I guarantee you that guy would literally murder Triple. Come on, man. Triple G's a fucking joke, man. Yeah, they put some clown heavyweights so this would make this motherfucker look good. And you know what? And even if those heavyweights throw, it's sparring. But even if they're going for, they're Box Rec heavyweight. Wait a minute, what did I do to a Box Rec heavyweight named Derek the Giant? Exactly. I'll box them with ease. Slipped in the end. Go watch the whole fight. Jab, jab, jab. But man, it was target practice, all right? We're going to call that fight target practice. Deontay Wilder, pure annihilation with the left hook to the jaw in the ring. And after that, there was no point of a rematch. I killed him in the ring. Some bitch fucking desperate attempt to get revenge. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Still, I bombed on him in the body, and then I would have caught him again. But fuck that punk, man. Let him answer his phone. I don't call him anymore. Let him call me back. He knows my number. I'm not going to call that clown anymore. I'm 181-0, man. Wilder can't even count to that, man. He can't even count to 181. First, let him count to how many wins I have, then we can rematch. He can't even count to that, man. God, I hate these motherfuckers, man. It's fucking Wilder, man. Fucking Dijon, man. Fucking. So glad I fucking punched them in the fucking face and fucked their shit up, man. Derek the Giant, man. Wilder, Box Rec, man. These Box Rec heavyweights are so overrated, man. These are clowns, man. The cruiserweight killer soldier that I beat in Ukraine. Yeah, now that's a real fighter. Yeah, he pulled a cheap move, and you know he tried to trick me and shit. And you know he said he wanted to show me. But see, that's what they do in those fights without rules. You know you got to be ready for that shit. But what did I do to him, man? Hit him with that left hook. Nonstop. Nonstop. You saw the fourth hook that I hit him with in the back of the head. And yeah, a street fight. You get hit anywhere, man. Everything counts, but cheap shots don't count. But yeah, that's a street fight. You know what I'm saying? You can't from behind hits don't count. I mean, like when a fighter's not aware. You know what I mean? That doesn't count. But what can I say, man? I'm 181-0. Today I beat a heavyweight kickboxer from Hungary. Yesterday I smashed a gangbanger, and today's when I'm telling you, left hook in the ear, temple area, I crushed him, man. I'm the best. 182 in Las Vegas, I'm going to knock the motherfucker out, whichever, Marine, Navy SEAL, UFC fighter, whoever, I'm knocking him out. Mark my words, it's going to be on video. I got to call my girlfriend. Everybody take care. Charlie's on off, the greatest.